You know, Palm Sunday actually had a beginning before Palm Sunday, just so you know. On the 10th day, which we know as Palm Sunday, 4 days before Passover, every family obtained a lamb so they could inspect it to make sure that it was without spot or blemish. And that allowed each family to become attached to their lamb. In Exodus 12:3, God says, "Every man shall take for himself a lamb." Then in Exodus 12:5, God says, "Your lamb shall be without blemish." Mm-hmm. Notice, it's no longer a lamb, it's now your lamb. Then in Exodus 12:6, God refers to the Lamb of God, as if there was only one. "You shall keep it till the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall slaughter him at twilight." You probably never noticed that before if you read it, but in Hebrew, that word "him" in Hebrew includes the aleph tav and a vav, which specifically identifies that him as the first and the last. That's mm-hmm. what the left half is. Right. The first and the last, the Alpha and Omega from Revelation. In Egypt, the lambs were to be publicly sacrificed by the whole assembly. Each family was to apply the blood of their lamb to the doorpost as a sign of their faith in the Lord.
Yeah.
The Passover lamb was the first sacrifice that Israel as a nation was commanded to make. So, the 10th day is Palm Sunday. For 4 days, Jesus appeared for inspection among the people before his crucifixion. He was thoroughly examined, proved himself perfect without defect. In Luke, the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. The Pharisees and Herodians were amazed at him. And Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." What was that all about? They're inspecting the lamb. Peter declared him later a lamb without blemish or defect. Mm. When he entered Jerusalem through the eastern gate, the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." What was that about? Why did they choose those words? Mm-hmm. The word Hosanna in Hebrew, Hashlina, or is literally "save, please," is part of the Hallel, the Psalm 113, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Those were the songs of praise and thanksgiving always used during this feast. Jesus would read from the Hallel during the Last Supper. He would hear it echoing over and over while he hung on the cross as it was chanted by the priests as they were slaughtering hundreds of thousands of lambs. Some of the words of the Hallel: "This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. Mm. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone."
Wow.
"This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever."
Amen.
They had no idea how relevant their Hallel was on that day. And that's the lamb.
Wow. Passover continues here. It's Good Friday at Victory 91.5. Risenstein and Ray Haynes.